Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Near Banbridge, down in the county, down one evening last July, down a boring green came a sweet Connie, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat in her two bare feet and the sheen in her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Mantry Bay down to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin down, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down.
As yes, we're continuing our county by county journey across the country, exploring all 32 counties that make up this lovely little island. Today we're joined in studio by travel content creator Kevin Penrose, who's here to tell us about a trip to County Down. How's things, Kevin? How are
I'm
you?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad at all, actually. This is fairly close to your neck of the woods.
It is. It's a place I've been to many a time, yeah. So I know quite well.
Definitely, you could spend a weekend touring.
Oh yeah,
County
easily,
Down.
Easily.
Where would you start?
For choice. I would say you're going to start in Newcastle. That's sort of your base for your trip, you know. Like, it's close by everything. As well, everything is in Newcastle. You have your pubs, your restaurants, you have the beach beside you, and you have the mountains then behind you as well. I would like to think of it as the Bundoran of the north, in a sense. You know, you have everything there.
Definitely the reason to base yourself.
Definitely the reason to base yourself, you know. We're going to start off with the seaweed baths.
Mm-hmm.
This is a trip I had done at the start of the year, I was telling you, in the depths of January. So the seaweed baths were definitely a highlight for me. If you haven't done them before, it's a bit slimy in a sense, but it's worth doing. You feel your skin feels very, very good after. But one of the things they do is they have their seaweed right off the shore, and then they use the seawater as well.
So it's
really, really good thing to do, especially if you're out and about all day. And down the street, you have the Clay Project. Now, this business has been there maybe 2 or 3 years now, I believe. So it's basically your pottery making and all that there jazz. You paint it.
If you're not into hiking, the arts and crafts is your thing, this is for you.
Yeah, and it's for all ages as well. You can bring your family, your children, and they often do theme nights as well. So I know the last time we were there, they had a charcuterie board night where you actually get to make your own charcuterie boards and then treat yourself as well, you know. So it's very, very good. And you get your Clay Project back then a couple of weeks after. So it's definitely worth doing. Something that you wouldn't be
a little bit different,
yeah.
Where would you stay?
So in Newcastle itself, you have the Sleeve Donard Hotel. It's a little bit more up there with the bougie side of things.
The last time I was there, I was doing a fesh for Irish dancing in the Sleeve Donard.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's a long time ago. I'm sure it's well changed since
I
was there.
I know they've changed their spa since then, the past couple of years, and apparently it's really, really good. I've stayed there, but I haven't done the spa yet.
Yeah.
But again, it's right in the water, you know, and the views itself, you're overlooking the Mourne Mountains. And down the street, you have the Avoca Hotel. It's a little boutique hotel. It was renovated 2 years ago as well. Great place for food and cocktails as well. And then if you're going a little something a bit more out of the town, you have Maggie's Cottage. You're out towards Kilkeel direction. It's a bit more peaceful. You're in the mountains, self-catering, bring your own food, all that there jazz. And you even have your own hot tub as well on site too. And then if you're a bit more wilder size and a bit more
that more there affordable. Side thing,
yeah, even if you have a camper van, Tullymore Forest, they have a full setup up there where you can bring in electrics, all that there good stuff there, you know, so you have a range of options.
If you're leaving Newcastle, you mentioned the Mourne Mountains. I'm sure that has to be the biggest reason you'd go there, isn't
it? This is it. A lot of people go there for the Mourne Mountains, especially the hiking. Now, people think the Mourne Mountains, Sleeve Donard, the biggest one in Northern Ireland, 850 metres high, I believe it is. You don't have to do Donard to say that you've done the Mourne Mountains. There are lots and lots of different trails that you can do. I've been lucky enough to do many of them under all conditions, sunrise, sunset, snow, hail, the whole lot. You know, like there's a whole range of ones that you can do. And one of the experiences alongside the Mourne Mountains, I must shout out the Mourne Shack. That's an activity we done whilst we were there in January. It's guided adventures if you're not that comfortable doing it by yourself. So the guys will take you out, they'll take you up the mountains, depending on your level and experience. Just decide what you have to do. But one thing they did take us to do was jumping in the river. Now, this is the depths of January, absolutely freezing.
Oh my God.
And a lot of breath work and a lot of techniques to sort of get used to it in a sense. But beforehand, you're a bit nervous. Afterwards, you feel better and you're looking for something hot after.
If you want to experience the outdoors, but you don't necessarily want to go on a big hike, what else can you do?
So there's a lot more down there. You have your bars and restaurants and your coffees all in Newcastle itself. And you have the amusements as well all along the promenade. So there is a lot going on in Newcastle itself. Going after the Mourne Shack, once you're out of the cold, depending on the time of year, for your food and coffee and drink, two places that I highly recommend is your Railway Street. This place has been there for years. They used to do foods, but now they've just stripped it back to coffees and pastries. still very, very good. And then you have Birch as well up the street. I believe it's a vegan restaurant, but unbelievable food, and it's dog friendly as well. So Newcastle sort of caters for everyone. If it's families, couples,
I would have thought
groups.
That. I would think it's a real family kind of a spot, all right.
So everything is there.
The Game of Thrones, though, is the other thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Possibly associated with
so
County Down.
So it's around there. If you're moving up to Tullymore Forest, just another area that it's a must-see, I guess. You know, again, if you're not into big hikes, Tullymore Forest is a great alternative. They've longer trails and they've shorter trails, and you can do your orienteering, your horse riding, your camping. And of course, then it was used in Game of Thrones as well. Now, there is a little area, it's called the Stepping Stones. It comes down the river, you can step across, great for your photographs and your social media bits and pieces there as well, you know.
Yeah, that's the place to go to. Dundrum, not to be associated with the shopping centre here in Dublin, but County Down has its own castle in Dundrum as well, isn't it?
Castle. Yeah, it's very, very worth doing. It's a little bit outside of Newcastle, maybe 20-minute drive or so, but again, you're going for the views and you're overlooking the Moor Mountains itself. But I went to Dundrum for the food itself. The Moor and Seafood Bar.
I've heard of this.
Unbelievable.
Is it? Worth
so,
the hype?
So good. Worth the hype. Like, it's all your locally sourced and it's very, very fresh. I think the calamari we got last time, the lobster, it was insane. So for the food alone, go to Dundrum.
Yeah, that's where you need to go. I think County Down is very much for the outdoorsy sort of a family or couple or gang of friends that want to go off exploring. You could easily spend 2 or 3 days gallivanting around Down.
You could. Like, there is so much, from the mountains to the sea, and you do have the Merla Beach as well. That's probably one of the most beautiful beaches I've been to. The only thing I don't like is the pebbles sands.
Stony beach.
It's only a little bit of it, but it is still incredible. And you have the nature reserve around there as well.
Yeah.
So again, you have your trails and your outdoors, but the outlook itself, you are looking back on the mountains and Slieve Donard. So on a good day, there's no better beach to be on.
Just on one or two final points, your quick fire round, your optional day trips, maybe for people looking for something that's, you know, Instagrammable, but not not heavily across social media. Where would you send them?
So I would send them to Kodak Corner. You're probably looking maybe another 20-25 minutes drive from Newcastle. This is a place I absolutely love. It's great reward for low effort, I always say. So it's in Kilbroney Forest Park. The best thing is the car park. It takes you the whole way up to the top. you can hike up as well or walk up, but you might be a little bit longer. But the car park is at the top, and then there's a trail for probably 20 minutes or so, and you're overlooking the Carlingford Lock. And again, it's one of those just amazing views.
Yeah. Hugh McCann's traditional pub recommendation from a texter as well. That's the place to go to kind of chill out, apparently. You can endorse that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Look, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous weekend. It's been a long, long time since I've been up to Newcastle and County Down for a weekend, but I will have to make sure I stick it back on the list. For the moment, Kevin Penrose, travel content creator, before we let you go, what is your summer song this afternoon?
My summer song is Beautiful Day by U2.
Ah, yeah, nice one. Listen, have a great weekend, Kevin. Thanks a million for popping in to bring us on another little county by county trip of County Ireland, I was going to say, across Ireland, I should say. All of the other recommendations from Kevin with us, podcasts all up in the Go Loud app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live if you're looking for something to do, last minute plans for the weekend, loads of different tips and suggestions if you fancy a little getaway.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.